Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN as we talk Atlantic football with head coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, hey, appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, Coach, coming off a nice win there for your team last week, homecoming, and I'm sure the guys had a little fun with that.
Yeah, it was a great atmosphere, great time. The kids stayed focused on the game, and they did a really good job of making sure that was the priority and coming ready to go on Friday night. And it was just good to have a lot of fans there, a lot of people and old alumni around, and the kids performed really well.
What were some of the things that were working well for your team there on the field?
We were pretty efficient offensively. We were running the ball really well. We could throw the ball really well. I think Caden finished like 8 of 10, something like that. But efficiency was really good on all ends. We ran the ball first play of the game. It was a 53-yard score, something like that, for Dante there. And then we tried a couple new things and didn't really work out for us on a trick play that we had. So we just went back to the basics and ran the ball really well. So very pleased overall with how our kids performed and executed the offense. And defense, they're doing a great job of filling their gaps and playing hard. I don't think we gave up any really big plays over 20, 25 yards. I think there's one 15-yard scamper, but that was about it. So overall, we played really well and sound good fundamental defense.
That's got to be something that is very, I guess, uplifting for the defensive side as well. That's something we talked about was, you know, trying to set the edge and make sure that you didn't let them get outside because they're a team that liked to do that a little bit. I guess that went well for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really good to see. The kids played really sound fundamental defense, and they did their jobs. Easton O'Brien was making a lot of plays on the edge. Brendan Casey did a great job of securing the edge and being physical there. And Jared Armstrong did a good job as well. So overall, the kids played really well on all aspects of our defensive game with our run fits, and it was really good to see and pleased.
Well, it gives you a nice little spring boost here into another game here against a team that has been struggling in Saydell as you go on the road. But, of course, every day you got to go out there and put your best foot forward in order to come out with a win. What have you been able to see here from this Saydell Eagles team so far?
They like to throw the ball around. Their quarterback's a threat back there. The Roberts kid does a phenomenal job of being a good athlete. He's 6'3", 6'4"-ish, I think is what they put him down as. He's a tall guy that can throw the ball around and does a really good job of getting it to his wide receivers in space. They're going to be a tough matchup there if we can't get pressure to him or if we're not keeping our eyes right on the secondary, that they can kind of pick us apart there. And that's probably what makes them the most dangerous. If they could put kind of those things together, they kind of had a string of not so great luck there with kind of some drops one day or some pressure the next day, that if they could put it all together, they can be pretty dangerous with him back there.
Yeah, certainly sounds like a team that wants to put the ball in his hands and let him make it happen. He's thrown for nearly 1,000 yards, 6 touchdowns, but has had the propensity to turn it over a little bit too, thrown 7 interceptions. I guess is that kind of the emphasis there? You talked about getting a little bit of pressure. That makes it a little bit more difficult for a guy like that just to stand back there and survey.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the remedy there for almost any level there, that they really want to make sure that they're going to throw the ball around from the top, the pros, all the way down to little kids, middle school. You can't throw the ball very well if you're getting guys constantly in your face and pressure, or if you're getting hit, it makes it a lot tougher. So at all levels of the game there, that definitely getting pressure disrupts and messes with that. And that's our game plan, trying to make sure that we get all around them and make them hear some footsteps and try to get that ball out a little earlier than he planned.
It seems like another guy, I guess, that they want to get involved, especially in that passing game a little bit. Trevor Louse, the senior, kind of another athletic kid out there, and does a lot for them on the defensive side also. I'm sure that there's probably a few guys out there you need to pick out and make sure you're staying with, but obviously a team that's throwing the ball around, everybody's going to have to do their job in coverage.
Yeah, absolutely. Trevor takes you the ball. Where he goes, the ball goes, which with good reason. He's an athlete. He can fly around there. They kind of put him at this slot back every once in a while for some pass pro. They try to run behind him a little bit when they try to run. They leak him out into the flat. They'll send him on a vert. They do a whole multitude of things with him that he's going to be effective and great. And if they can get him the ball, we're going to be in a little bit of trouble there because that's what they want to do, and that's what they're going to try to game plan for. So he's a really good athlete, and they both fly around and do a great job.
When you flip it to the other side here, taking a look at the Eagles on the defensive side, what are you seeing from them there?
It's a multitude of things. They're trying to change some things up, try to find some answers. They're going to try to take something away. You just got to try to figure out what they're going to try to take away first. They lined up in like a 5-3 look against Harlan and said that they're going to try to take away the run. They're going to try to do that, and they stuck with that 5-3 against Knoxville. So it'll be interesting to see if they stay in that against us, if they try something different, that they're kind of trying to bounce some ideas around and take away certain things.
Yeah, and it certainly sounds like a team that maybe has struggled a little bit up on that front line as well. That's something where maybe that's the idea, bringing an extra guy in there to try to help out and plug that a little bit more. Sounds like they feel a little bit more comfortable with some of the guys on the back end as far as you know, their athleticism and coverage and stuff. I guess, is there anything that you really want to emphasize with your team to go out there and do here this week, or is it maybe just all about balance?
Well, it's about the details for us this week. Hammering those details. If you got to block the A gap, get to the A gap. If we're filling the B, you got to fill the B gap. It's about being disciplined and detailed and getting back to the basics of football and playing hard-nosed, tough football.
We've had some success here, as you mentioned, especially last week. They're getting the run game going. That's usually a remedy for success for any football team. If you can get that going a little bit, that opens up a lot of other things. But it also says a lot about your guys up front and what they've been able to start to do and come together with a little bit. And, you know, a guy like Dante, if you give him a little bit of space, he's certainly somebody that can take advantage of that.
Yeah, he's had a couple really good games. We're starting to get some health back there with some other guys in our backfield, but it's definitely showing that we're doing a good job of being more physical up front, being disciplined on our blocks, and getting to where we need to go. We'll definitely see if that continues with that 5-3 look, if they stay in it. It's going to be tougher to run it because they have 8-9 guys in the box. But if we can get through that first line, if we can break through there, then we'll be set up for some success, and hopefully we can still play that physical brand of football that we're trying to bring and sustain.
Well, we talked before last week that, you know, this stretch run is an opportunity for your team to hopefully have some success here and, I guess, you know, create that stepping stone and building block here for the offseason and working towards success hopefully again down the road. You felt like the guys, I guess, maybe took something away here from this past week and now excited for these last couple of games for them?
Yeah, absolutely. They're definitely starting to come together. Kind of gelling more, getting used to our spots. We still had a whole bunch of new kids that were still learning the offense, learning 3A, learning different positions, and a new coach and all that, that were finally starting to gel, kind of play more in a groove and play together as a team a lot better. So it's just good to see that balance and that definite mold there that these guys are starting to fill in and gather around, and hopefully that we can sustain that success for as long as possible and carry it over to the next season.
Well, and of course, you've had some other, you know, adversity to work around, and you've had some unfortunate injuries to guys, and that moves people around a little bit too, week to week. And now you've had more time, I guess, to get other guys that experience, and that probably helps as you move down the rest of the season as well.
Yeah, the more guys that we can get experience for, the better it's going to be for us in the long run. Definitely trying to keep the guys that we have in, but if we can rotate some D linemen by committee, if we can get some wide receivers, some snaps, some looks, and just build that depth. We've had the first full JV and freshman season that we've had in a long time, that we've had enough numbers to play all of our games there, and not being 2A, you don't have to like try to go hunt and find and get these games set up. That the 3A landscape definitely just makes it a lot easier if you're playing this team on Monday. They'll have a freshman team on Friday and we can get all levels action. So it's really good to see that we've put together those games. Freshman and JV games have been extremely competitive with quite a few wins on the season, that they're getting better. And that is the main thing, that we're getting kids reps. They're getting to see different looks and they're getting better each and every day.
Well, I know you've had pretty good support here throughout the season. I'm sure you had some fun there last week with all things going on there with homecoming, but certainly would like to see a good contingent make the trip over here to the Des Moines area to watch the team this week.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to see you. We went to Seidel a couple years ago. They got a very nice facility, got good placement there, right next to their high school, so it's extremely convenient to get to there. But we'd love to see a great show and great crowd on our side, and definitely the more people we can get, the better it's going to be for us.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time again.
Awesome, mate. Thank you.
All right, that's Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer. It's another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.